From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jordan vows to avenge a Jordanian pilot executed at the hands of the Islamic State. Jordan is vowing a strong, earth-shaking, and decisive response to Islamic State's execution of a Jordanian pilot captured when his airplane crashed in Syria in December. An online video said to show Mu'adh al-Kasyib locked in a cage, doused with gasoline, and burned alive. He apparently was killed earlier in January, part of the U.S.-led coalition carrying out airstrikes against the IS group. Speaking Tuesday from Washington, Jordan's King Abdullah told the Jordanian people, "This cowardly act does not resemble the Muslim faith in any way." He said it's the duty of the Jordanian people to stand united to show strength in fighting IS. President Obama, who met briefly with the Jordanian monarch, said the video is one more indication of the viciousness and barbarity of the IS group. News agencies quoted security sources saying Jordan plans to execute an Iraqi woman whom IS demanded Jordan free for a possible prisoner exchange. The United States carried out a drone strike in Somalia against a senior leader from the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Pentagon announced that Tuesday. Rear Admiral John Kirby is a Defense Department spokesman.
U.S. Special Operations Forces conducted a strike south of Mogadishu using unmanned aircraft and several Hellfire missiles. This operation was a direct strike against the Al-Shabaab network and the terrorist group's chief of external operations and planning for intelligence and security. His name was Yousef Deek. We are still assessing the results of the operation and will provide additional information when and if appropriate.
The U.S. has been targeting the Al-Shabaab leadership in a series of strikes over the past few months. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expressing disappointment at a peace agreement between South Sudan's warring parties reached in Ethiopia. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, said Mr. Ban regrets neither President Salva Kiir nor rebel leader Riek Machar compromised to reach a mutually acceptable power-sharing formula.
The Secretary General emphasizes that no sustainable peace will be found in South Sudan unless its leaders place the interest of the civilian population above their own.
The agreement states the South Sudanese government and rebel forces must finalize a peace agreement by March 5, but gave few details on how that would be achieved. The two sides have been at war for more than a year, leaving thousands dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. At least one person was killed, two others injured when a roadside bomb exploded in Egypt's second-largest city, Alexandria. The blast Tuesday occurred hours after two explosive devices were discovered at different terminals at Cairo's International Airport and defused. Another blast went off at the center of the capital without casualties. No group has claimed responsibility, but Islamist militants frequently target security personnel throughout the country in retaliation for a crackdown on the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Britain's Wellcome Trust said Tuesday clinical trials funding for a new Ebola vaccine in Liberia are being halted because of the declining number of cases. It comes as two other Ebola vaccines begin large-scale trials in Liberia. Meanwhile, Liberian workers are putting together hundreds of school kits to be distributed across the country to make schools safer from the spread of the deadly virus. Schools which were to open Monday will be reopened February 16 after being closed to halt the spread of Ebola in August. Helena Sanbu Ring is with the UN Children's Fund UNICEF.
We're doing all the packing of the IPC kits, and then we're distributing all those kits to all the schools in Liberia. The IPC kits, they contain like buckets for hand washing stations, chlorine, soap, protection gear like gloves and boots, and also cloths and brooms that they would need for cleaning.
She says another crucial step before reopening schools is to ensure all students have current vaccinations. In Libya, fresh fighting erupted Tuesday between rival factions fighting for control of the North African country's largest oil ports, at least 10 people killed. The United Nations is seeking a ceasefire to pave the way for a new round of peace talks between the warring factions operating rival governments and end more than 3 years of chaos following the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Three French soldiers attacked Tuesday by knife-wielding assailant outside a Jewish community center in the southern French city of Nice. Two of the servicemen were wounded. President Francois Hollande has promised an investigation. Their presence part of stepped-up security following last month's attacks in Paris on the offices of Charlie Hebdo and a kosher grocery that left 20 dead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.